finally came alive. And not finally, by the way. He's played all of, what, 6 baseball games or whatever in his major league career? But Jack Caglione with a 4-hit day in just his 6th big league game.
Yep.
Caglione lines it into center field. And the Royals have 2 on with nobody out. Room for Alexander. And the Royals have seen him. Caglione hits it to the gap in right center field. That'll bounce up against the wall. And Caglione will stop at second base with a 1-out double. Up the middle and into center field for a 3-hit game.
Hey, hey, hey. Pump that average up. There you go, Dad.
Nice.
All of them. Let's see him have a perfect day.
Yeah, how about a 4-hit game?
My goodness. That is beautiful.
Those calls over on FanDuel Sports Network throughout the game yesterday. 4-hit day. Had to feel good. Now you get set for your home debut if you are Jack Caglione. It's just a reminder of, again, I know it's not like the world we live in with social media, and sometimes I just got to realize that more, and it shouldn't drive me crazy. But we were getting tweets on Friday.
I know. I just ignored him.
Are you concerned about Cags? At that time, he was 4 games into his big league career. Also, he went 4-for-4 yesterday. There's a chance tomorrow, you know, he might go 0-for-4 again. I don't know, but like the concern thing.
If he goes 2-for-4, he'll be hitting .275.
But the concern thing, no. I mean, it's way too early in the game. The power in terms of home runs, I know people want to see that. He still hasn't even played a full week of baseball yet.
Don't worry. The song I have tomorrow will certainly
you
encourage
a
home run on Tuesday. Well, I wanted to do the song for his major league debut. You and I made a very last minute trip to St. Louis, so I didn't have the recording equipment needed in order to do it.
Okay.
So we've saved it for the home debut.
I have not heard it.
And as you
I heard
remember,
you yelling, though, across the...
Yeah.
So this morning when I got into the bullpen area...
You heard me yelling, you said?
You were in the back studio, yeah. And I don't know if you didn't have the door shut or what.
Door was closed.
I heard the... I heard a familiar sound of you screaming into the microphone, and I knew you were working on a song. So yes, we're going to discover this one all together tomorrow. The only person that's heard it in this room is you. So
yeah. No one else has heard it to this point, but you know, maybe I'll send it to Vern for his approval or some others to get a little sneak peek. You guys have to listen to it live, just like everyone else in this world. Again, I was originally going to do "I'm in love with a hitter" instead of T-Pain's "I'm in love with a stripper," but because Jack Caglione felt like a big power hitting left-hander, felt like he needed like a more rock style song, right? Mm. It didn't feel like it was the, as much as I got close to doing that song, it never was the right energy.
Yeah. People are offering me double the money to veto your song. I can't, I can't do that. I can't do that. Unfortunately.
There's some bribery going on.
I do think, I mean, based on the screaming I heard, there's going to be some moments where I'm going to want to turn the volume down on my headset, I think.
You might want to actually just start with it down a little bit.
Like he's raging or like he's real,
No, it just was
it was loud. And I have headphones on in there, so I don't think I realize how loud
like
I
it sounded like
sometimes.
It sounded like, it sounded like screaming.
Dang, it's a screamo?
It sounded like screaming.
All right.
I pointed out the same thing when people were texting and whatever, because like, you know, friends or whatever, like, are you worried about Cags? Jack Caglione started 2 for his first 21. Bobby Wood Jr. started 2 for his first 20.
Somebody looked up George Brett's numbers, too. He was like hitting under 100 for the first 35 at-bats or something.
Yeah, it doesn't like, it's way, way too small of a sample size. Do you also know that he had 6 batted, David Lesky put out this stat. He had 6 batted balls of over 95, what are called hard hit balls. Before yesterday's game, he was 0-4-6 in those at-bats. The league, all of Major League Baseball, on average, hits .471 in those situations. So, like, I'll just tell you, the hits were going to happen eventually.
The good news is now he's probably going to hit his first career home run at Kauffman Stadium. So now you'll get that opportunity. It won't happen on the road. A Royals fan, hopefully, will catch that baseball. Then you can make a trade and give Cags to baseball. But
do you go up to the concourse for that one? I feel like I don't want to be in the regular seats for that one.
Whoever's in that Quick Trip, you know, with the Fountain Deck
porch,
or Party Porch.
They don't call it the
Fountain Deck, right?
Yeah, Fountain Deck.
Right field there. That seems like the spot for those of you going out tomorrow night. That seems like a pretty darn good spot to be in.
It used to be
maybe
the
even
Pepsi
Party maybe porch. Even rivals.
I suggested renaming it a different name now that they have a different soda there.
Yeah, they got to keep the
and people decided they went QT Fountain Deck is correct. Maybe, yeah. You know what? I hadn't decided whether or not I was going to go to the game tomorrow. I do want to go, but I've got some stuff. I kind of
go
feel
this
like
week, someday this week, man.
If I'm going to go, I feel like I should go sit. I want to go sit there. I want a chance at Cag's first home run ball. then I can hold it hostage on this show. Honestly, I'd give it to him. What am I supposed to do?
No, people will make a trade. Look, if you're a fan and you catch Cag's first home run ball, you make a fair trade, you get him the ball back, and you end up maybe with a signed bat. Maybe you get a signed jersey, you get a photo, something like that. And that's usually how that kind of
stuff
works.
What would you ask for, Cody, if you did get his home run ball? Is there any...
This will be good.
This feels like a weird spot to put myself into, right? As a person who's on the air and has now met him a couple of times, it would be weird to put myself in a negotiating situation. I feel like you almost have to do it like you're doing it for like something for your kids or something, so it doesn't come off so greedy.
I think if you're just a normal fan that's out there tomorrow
some
night,
tickets
though,
and a sign,
and you catch it,
I think you do the
trade of the, you get the meet and greet. I think that's what you do. If you're a fan, you say, hey,
I
get it. You say you get a chance to meet him, you get a photo, you get a signed bat, you give him the baseball. Maybe you ask for a ticket, and that's it.
I think I ask for some crown seats personally. Probably those.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't need the meet and greet.
Because let's also be realistic. You're not catching the 500th home run ball, okay? It's still, as great as this is his debut, but if we're also...
It means more to him than it has
correct
in, like...
value.
Total value.
Yeah. If this was his 500th home run, I get it. You're going to hold out for the money. In this case, if you catch his ball, you got to make the trade. Get him his ball, and then hopefully you get something cool back.
Somebody talking about it, like, what? The $100 that I would miss it. Could you imagine the sickening feeling in your stomach if the home run ball came your way?
The video of it would be epic.
I'd never live it down on this show.
The video of it would be epic, especially if you dropped in and just landed back on the field. So then nobody got it. That would be.
It went off my hands. Oh man, I'd be sick. Sick.
Yeah.
That'd be one of those ones. You know what? You just gotta bring the glove. You can't screw it up.
There will be more gloves.
Zach Hampel's ass to the ground. Hey,
he's going to be at the K, isn't he? Ugh. Tomorrow night, there's going to be so many gloves at the stadium. But yeah, you should go. I will not be in right field. I will be a little bit closer the other direction. But that's going to be really cool to see. And hopefully sometime this week, he gets his first career home run and it's at the K.
It's like, can I get anything else off his uniform from like his first home game? Somebody mentioned like his batting gloves.
That's too little.
A cleat.
I think you got to go bat and or jersey, game-used jersey or game-used
cleat. Like, give me the cleat from this game I still have something cool. You don't care about the cleat you were wearing for your first home run.
I don't know.
All the Major League debut stuff is already... the cleat you were wearing for the first home run, that doesn't make any
sense. Someone says that's not a fair trade. What's the value of the ball? Not as much as you think. It's his first career home run. That's one of those you make the trade and you get the player.
$1,000, what could you get?
If it was a 500th home run ball, like, I totally get you holding out for money on a 500th home run ball. But we're talking about somebody's debut home run ball. That's not a financial one. That's more of a trade for some cool experiences and items and move on with your day.
Yeah. Yeah. And then just remember that you were the guy who caught Jack Caglione's first career home run.
From the 816, Cody definitely wouldn't think of his kids and instantly bargained for another chance in the hot dog derby. That's what
he'd say. I want the hot dog derby tonight. Now.
Every race.
That's what you would say tomorrow. Win.
Even against kids. I don't care who it is. Till I win this race.
But no, it's going to be a fun week out at the K. We'll obviously talk more about his debut tomorrow. I think the drive is broadcasting from Kauffman tomorrow afternoon, too. So make sure you go stop by and say hello to those guys.